is Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. We're headed to Mexico, which is a troubled country right now after Hurricane Otis. Very, very wrecked whole parts of Acapulco. We're looking at the number of dead and wounded climbing regularly. But I wanted to, just before we go to the specifics of this tragedy, and AMLO's being blamed, everybody in charge when you're not prepared is blamed. Ernesto, the trouble in Bogota, the trouble in Buenos Aires, the identification of bad actors in Caracas by the rise of Ms. Machado, who's intending to run in the final election. Is there a break in the pink tide? Has something happened, Ernesto? Because you warned us about the pink tide. It was in place 6 months ago, and it appears to be weakening.
Yes, John, it is weakening. I think they are facing the wall of their awful economic choices. They are facing the wall of their bad geopolitical choices. They are all closer to the totalitarian bloc that we often talk about. And I think the chicken are coming home to roost, right? So this is the public opinion, to the extent that public opinion is still free in those countries, is not buying any of that. Either the economic policies or the diplomatic orientation or the extremely woke policies that those regimes also bring with them. Yes, there is a stronger reaction. The people in general are becoming much more aware of the choices that were that they made or that were made for them. It's another issue, right? But I would say that it's a combination of the economic stagnation of those countries, and especially now in view of what's happening in Israel. I think that's the that's what is turning the tide, because the barbarity of terrorism has struck everyone, and people are not buying that sort of wishy-washy or openly pro-terrorist positions that Lula or Petro or AMLO are taking. This is much deep. This is deeper than the usual, let's say, politics or political discussions. This is something that has to do with basic values, and people are seeing that those governments are aligned with the bad values in the world. I think that's what's really turning the tide, not only in your brains, but in the heart of people, you know?
Joseph Acapulco, Reuters. The number of people dead and missing due to Hurricane Otis at this point has risen to close to 100. Authorities say in Guerrero, the state, Otis had 165 miles per hour wind on its high point as it slammed into the post. Now, hurricanes hit everyone, but I'm noting that AMLO is being blamed for not preparing. Is this a way of expressing dissent? Is that what we're hearing? Because the hurricane is not AMLO's fault. He might not have anticipated 165 miles per hour. What is his status? I've always reported him as extremely popular. We have about a minute and a half.
Yeah, so you obviously, John, you know, his popular style and rhetoric have been popular in Mexico, and you know the way he talks, and he's on TV pretty much every day, and he has the airwaves. So he does things that can actually kind of pull the wool over many people's eyes in Mexico. But there's I don't want to say this is good, but there's one of the things that happens when you have a huge natural disaster. It kind of doesn't pay attention to all those press conferences that you have, because it kind of goes to like the source of the problem in terms of infrastructure, in terms of efficiency, in terms of disaster response. These are things that they're colorblind. They're politically not partisan, right? They don't have any preference whether who's the president or what's your particular populist message these days. And what I think the Acapulco situation is showing is that despite his popularity because of his rhetoric, that AMLO hasn't done a very good job in terms of governing. And I think that can spiral, that can spread ahead. Obviously, the most important thing is that the people of Acapulco are taken care of. Hurricane Otis is a serious hurricane. And I do think there's other countries that are coming to the aid of Mexico on this.
Yes.
But the conversation, and you know, we're heading into an election year in Mexico, is really about separating the rhetoric from the policies. AMLO might have good rhetoric. He might be good at, you know, speaking in a tone that the Mexican people understand. But his policies have not helped Mexico become neither more prosperous nor more secure. And as it looks right now, no more prepared for disasters and natural disasters and others that can happen.
The YouTube podcast that is highly recommended, a conversation between Joseph Umar and Emanuele Ottolenghi about Iran's influence operations in Latin America. Joseph Umar, Ernesto Araujo, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.